The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to My Brother and Me. This is an election alert.
Travesty.
Scandal, scandals and scams here on the political front.
My brother and me gate, 2012.
Electioneering.
Ladies and gentlemen, all we've heard from the politicians is that they want us to rock the vote. Get out there and rock the vote.
Rock the vote. Rock the vote, baby. Rock the vote. Don't tip the vote over.
Yeah.
Inspired by their pleas, we brothers decided to make an effort and, for the first time in our adult lives, vote for a presidential candidate, and we were barred from voting.
I showed up at my polling place, and I was like, I'm ready to punch my ticket for the campaign that you, the listener, want me to vote for.
They said, this is a Kentucky Fried Chicken, sir. Please get out.
They said, this is an elementary school that is currently in session. You cannot be here right now.
Barring my voting, can I please have a super donut?
Right.
As long as I'm here at this school. Not that it will in any way quelch the injustice.
No.
That has quelch is quelch a word.
Quelch is, sure.
Squelch?
Squelch is when I think it's like the form where people eat poop.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So listen.
You quelch and you queef.
Here's
at
what
the
I'm.
Same time.
Oh God! Here's what? I'm concerned about. More than I am concerned, obviously, that I don't get to participate in our nation's greatest franchise. There it is.
Yes.
That's the big one. Second big one is that Jay's told me, I'm gonna fucking die now. I'm gonna fucking die because he offered me a choice, and it was vote or die.
Did you say Jay's?
Jay's, it's short for Jay-Z.
The nation said, you can't vote, Griffin. And by the nation, I mean the principal of McCluskey's Elementary School nearby. McCluskey's is what the elementary school is called. And I can't vote, so I'm a fucking dead man now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it's going to happen.
We had a good run.
But death is just looming around the corner, I guess.
Jay-Z has an army of assassins. They're hiding in the rafters.
So is it just like P. Diddy and Jay-Z just like roll around town and be like, you vote? Did you vote? You didn't vote? Dead.
No, I imagine that's they have people for that. It's sort of like have you seen the new season of Making the Band?
Yes, of course.
In episode two, they make him get him a cheesecake from Jersey, and they have 2 hours to do it. And then the episode after that, they go around and they kill disinterested youths.
I see.
Yeah, that's what happened to Biggie. Mm-hmm. They were like, Biggie, did you vote? And he's like, only in the national elections, not on the local bond issues. And they shot him for that.
They shot him.
That's something they shot him for.
Guys, flip your fucking ballot. Vote on the back.
Yeah.
Come on.
You know there's stuff back there. You think you punch, you go
straight.
President
Bartlett is disappointed in you if you don't vote on the back, bitches.
Oh, can we start our own thing? Like, there's important stuff. Like, if you go straight ticket, you're not going to get it. Can we get, t-shirts with, like, flip that bitch on it?
Flip that bitch.
Flip that bitch and vote its ass out.
Mm-hmm.
Jed Bartlett says, flip that bitch.
I want to get into the advice because theoretically that's what this program is about. But I did want to call everybody's attention to two emails that just showed up in my inbox as I was preparing to look at our question list for the first time. Two emails back to back from Amazon. The first is alerting me that my book about how to be fiscally responsible has shipped that I ordered on Friday.
Ironically, it cost $3,500.
The email directly after that alerts me that my DVD of the complete series of Captain Power has shipped. And it occurs to me that that email of the book about financial solvency should just read, don't do that thing you did above. Sure. If you can keep yourself from doing that, I think you will be in good
shape. Step one, delete Amazon.
Yeah, right. Bar yourself from Amazon. This is My Brother, My Brother, Me. It's an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother. Justin McElroy.
I'm your middleest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy. Guys, you got a Reg. You got a Reg Chauveau.
God,
literally, is Reg, the easiest fucking thing in the world.
Yeah,
yeah. You can get online and Reg Chauveau at regchauveau.org.
Mm-hmm.
Regchauveau.org.
Number two.
Just double checking that.
Number two, or write T-O-O. It's a very confusing URL. Mm-hmm.
And oh then whether gosh, you go with Barry or if you go with Mitt, mm-hmm. Either way,
our nation ends up a winner because of democracy.
Or if you go for some weird third-party candidate,
mm-hmm.
some crazy, man, like, stupid fucking third-party candidate.
Yeah.
Or maybe if you just want to shoot your vote into the sun.
Whatever. You know, it's up to you. I respect your stupid fucking choice.
Yeah.
Do that dumbass thing you did.
But if the nation fucks up, it's your fucking fault, you big...
If you want to write in us, this is an option. Yeah. Something you can do.
If we get 5% of the vote, we get funding. So that's pretty nice.
That's great.
I had a sign. I had a sign pasted in the window of my Cutlass Sierra that just said, "Bush and Gore make me want to Ralph," and that was in 2000? That was in the year 2000.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be so young and so willing to just shoot my vote into the sun.
You were also a...
I actually registered Green Party the first time I registered.
Yeah, I registered independent, I think. Yeah, you were actole a charter member of the Bob Dole Patrol, if memory serves.
Right. That was a political action group that I was in when I was 16,
mm-hmm.
that was devoted to the fact that Bob Dole is kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
So that was not a not a lot of big changes
and,
that,
and
that group.
And that poetically, there's a nice syllogism with Bob Dole and the word patrol. And when you put them together, it sounds like a thing that you can really be a part of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds really good.
It was syllogism, like a Bob Dole street team.
Syllogism may not be a word or be the right word for that, but it sounded like the right word to use in that scenario.
So anyway, questions, advice, help. My boss at work has an odd way to say a passing hello, and it's confusing me. Walk by me and say, "What do you think?" But not asking about anything in particular. This happens a few times every day, and I don't know how to respond. What kind of thing should I say? Should I come up with a standard response, or should I mix it up a little bit? Help me, brothers. That's from Confused in Cincinnati.
Jesus
so,
Christ.
Guys.
There's literally so many ways to respond to this.
What do you think?
My favorite being, what do you think?
Yeah.
Just turn the mirror, you know, up to nature and make him go, that doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
Does this guy have a fucking aphasia? Like, what is what is going on? Is he, maybe he's losing weight, and so every time he sees you, he wants to know... What you
How's
think
this
of
look?
This slimmer silhouette?
What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
How's this visage?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of this lean body? I guess what can you do? That's a pretty good response, right?
Yeah. You got to.
Well,
what do you
know.
Think? What can you do?
No, I think you got to randomly pick an adjective that you can give to him as a response, like "oh, pretty wet" or something
See,
like
that. See, I was gonna say a noun, and you could just be like "potatoes."
Well, that doesn't make sense because when
maybe he's asking, "What do you think we're gonna have for lunch?"
Okay.
Potatoes.
But he would say that, I think.
No, like, what do you think? Like, someone that just, like, maybe there's someone that always sees your boss before you that mm-hmm. says, like, "Do you guys want to go out after work?" And then the boss is seeing what you think about it, but you were not part of the A part of the conversation.
Okay. And so he dips your head, and then your response to "what should we eat for lunch" is potatoes.
Potatoes.
Well, just with mash them, boil them, stick them in the stew.
I don't know.
Travis is a boar, mm-hmm. so it's good.
Grubs?
That works out. Mm-hmm. Grubs? Travis is Timon and I'm Pumbaa, and we have a comedy podcast. It's called Timon and Pumbaa. Hey,
and not Griffin.
And not Griffin, because he's not down with bugs. Hey, maybe that's a good response. What do you think? Hakuna Matata.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Maybe is an option.
Hakuna
Matata. You should, okay, here's what you do. What do you think? If it's Wednesday, you say hump day.
Yeah.
Ooh. And then if it's Monday, you say pump day. Tuesday's jump day.
Yeah.
Thursday's dump day.
Then there's crump
day. So Friday, And Friday's sump day, right. Obviously. So you just kind of really keep him off guard.
It, this, to me, seems like the aesthetic ideal, like the culmination of all sort of insubstantial office phrases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, right. All of the things, like, I guess it's Monday and looking forward to the weekend. Like, I feel like this is, he has boiled it down into a single phrase. Like, he seems like the master of officeology. Hey, have you guys ever heard of Dilbert?
Yeah, like, the only response that is appropriate to this is like a prolonged atonal shout. And that's what it'll come to. This is what office conversations devolved into. Like,
yeah, this really is the next step before just like
just slapping each other in the face.
Here's an idea.
I got here. Let me hit you with this confusing Cincinnati. How's this grab you? How long do you have?
Oh man,
that sounds good, right? What do you think? How long do you have? And then you go about your merry way.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to fuck with that. He's he is dueling with you. As soon as he sets you up to see, like, can you say something even more inane than the thing that I just said?
And then he says, "Oh well, me, I've got all day." And then you just stand in the hallway and stare at each other.
And then that's your whole. Work
why day. Don't you? Why don't you carry around in your pocket a magic eight ball?
Okay.
And every time he asks, shake it and be like, "Ask again later."
Think about it. Think about it.
Why don't you just say, "Why don't you say hello, you creepy fuck," instead of the thing that you just. Why don't you talk to me?
Why don't you quit your
job? Listen, I'm not some
different job.
I'm not a cog in this office machine. I'm a human fucking being. I was born like you were born, and I was born in a bathtub. And
only difference.
I'm going to die one day. I have dead friends and relatives. We've all shared the same pain and heartache. We're all just trying to get by. Just fucking talk to me like a human being.
Well, here's my question about this. Is there any difference between, like, what do you think and, like, hey, how's it going? What's up? How you doing? Like, the answer doesn't fucking matter because nobody really wants the answer to the question. You know, because if they did, they'd stop and be like, hey, are you doing all right? How's it going? What's up? It's always said in passing. What do you think? It's just a string of words that sounds in some way pleasant but noncommittal.
And it's hard because, people give me a hard time for doing everything in my power to try to ignore the fact that people are around me, mm-hmm. or to try to keep from acknowledging people's presence. But I'm just trying to avoid conversations like this.
Yeah.
Like, we have nothing to say to each other, usually.
I'd rather have this than somebody that just goes, hey, as they pass you, and you're like, are you just acknowledging the fact that I exist?
Can we just all high five? You know, like, hey, up top.
Wordlessly, emotionlessly, high five.
Just, yeah, exactly. Like, cursory, perfunctory, professional.
You don't have to make it an event every time. Just like you're walking by, boom. And then maybe like they did a really great job in the account and you're like, hey, down low. You know?
Down low. Too slow.
You make it count.
Sorry, boss.
Griffin. I could never work in a fucking office, man. It's, oh, God.
I would be the weirdest dude at the office. At this point now, I used to work in, when I worked in newspapers, I would work in offices and I managed to like keep a fucking leash on whatever my situation is, but now that I've been working at home for this I would be the guy
if somebody walked up to me and said like, what do you think? I'd be like, just please no.
I would be that guy who stacks up books around his cubicle so you can't see what he's doing. Like, I would be the weird hermit in the corner.
See, I work in an office, but it's a theater office, and so like if I were to transition to like a real adult place, then they probably wouldn't approve of my mind and my friends' games of like flipping people off during meetings as long as nobody noticed, and like me sitting in my cubicle and converting Nerf guns into steampunk weaponry. Like,
we used to have a game like that when I worked at Best Buy, where my friend Steve-O, who asked people call him Steve-O, that wasn't a nickname. My friend Steve-O would whenever a boss had their back turned to us, he would flip him off, and he would always say he was giving them a, quote, cold one right between the shoulder blades. That's how he would describe it. Did you see that? I just gave Deborah a cold one between the shoulder blades. Like, yeah, you got her again, Steve-O. I guess.
How about a Yahoo?
Yeah.
This one was sent in by Jack Mack. Thanks, Jack.
Hi, if you're listening, Steve-O. Hey.
He's not. He's dead. Thanks, Jack Mack. Yeah, this one was asked by Yahoo Answers user Natalie, who asks, what's the point of drinking so much water if you're just going to pee it all out?
Thank you.
I'll drink 4 water bottles a day because I hear about how important it is to drink lots of water. And then I have to pee all the time? What's the point? It comes right out like 20 min after I drink it.
No, but really. Okay, seriously, though.
Yeah.
Why is my... Okay, listen. I know this seems like a crazy question, but...
Let's science this out, you guys.
Why is science telling me to drink 8 glasses of water if I'm just going to pee it?
My body doesn't guys.
Yeah, my body's not using that liquid, right?
That's true.
Right?
That is true. That's true, because whenever you pee, your pee is... And I don't want to get gross, but it is just the exact fluids that you put in your mouth exactly. that went through your body like a silly straw, and then it comes out. That's like sometimes you drink a lot of Coke, and then you pee, and it's just Coke. You know?
Or when you drink a lot of Ecto Coolers, and it's just straight Ecto Coolers.
Trav, you shouldn't be drinking... Sorry. They stopped making Ecto Coolers in, like, 1985. You shouldn't be drinking those.
It doesn't go bad, Griffin.
It's
already green. What's going to happen to
it? It doesn't go bad. It goes spooky.
Oh, it's thick like mood slime. Yeah, that's...
Also, I sleep 18 hours a day.
Okay.
Not on purpose.
No, this is important. See, guys, the water, like... The water, like, catches all the stuff that's in you that's bad, and then it takes it out of your body. And then that's...
Okay, compare it to the movie Osmosis Jones. Okay. What does it do?
Osmosis Jones. So you got fucking Chris Rock, and he's Osmosis Jones. And then you have the big pill guy that's played by David Hyde Pierce?
Yep.
And he's in there, and they're fighting, okay? And they're fighting all the guys. But what if, instead of those two, there was a bunch of water, and we'll say that the water is played by... God, I just can't think of a funny actor off the top of my head.
John Hamm.
Medea.
It's played by Medea, the actor. Imagine that movie. It was 6 minutes long, because that's how long it takes for fluid to go through your body.
Uh-huh, right.
And it's Chris Rock is there, and he's speaking like Chris Rock, like I can't. And...
just give it a try.
Without alienating our listeners.
So Chris Rock is there. He says, I'm Osmosis Jones. And so he's there, and he's fighting the crime. And then all of a sudden the movie's over because a flood hits them, like sort of like Deep Impact, and everyone dies. But then it's good that they're dead because they're poisonous bacteria.
Osmosis Jones is just the story of the day Bill Murray forgot to drink water. That's all that happens. Hey, did you guys remember they're in Bill Murray's body? They totally were.
Would it be great? I would love to see a remake of Osmosis Jones that took place in Travis's body. It would be like fucking Dante's Inferno.
Hey, don't you guys think? Did you guys ever watch Slim Goodbody? The picture of it. Wouldn't it be awesome if just once you could see like an awesome dookie?
Slim Goodbody?
Yeah, like one ribbled. Just
one. You're saying like if you could look through Slim Goodbody and see a poop forming
one episode, like a deleted scene somewhere where he's like, oh, "I like had a bunch of corned beef.
I got a kid fit packing and then go shit.
I'm packing Excuse a solid. Me, everyone. I'm packing a solid bolus in here. This is gonna turn into a
Hey, as Slim, is that a balloon full of heroin inside you? Did you ingest that? That's horrifying.
Let's get real. Let's get real. Okay. Let's drop. The stigma, and let's just get real science in this, okay?
Okay, finally.
It feels great when you pee and you look at the pee and it's totally clear. You feel like you're doing such a great job keeping yourself healthy. You feel like you just did 100 sit-ups because you know that your drink game is right.
Yeah. Right.
I think that is its own reward.
Sure.
Because it's like, you know... potty training, and then you go to the big show and you really step it up.
Yeah,
gold medal.
There's a lot of internal processes that you don't know about. Do you guys ever get, it's like 9 o'clock at night and you feel like dog shit, and you realize it's because you literally haven't drank a drop of water all day? Yeah. That happens to me.
I keep a bottle just pumping.
I'll look down and I'll see like, oh, there's a glass, of empty glass of wine and a beer and two empty Diet Sunkist cans. It's like, ah, fuck. Like, that's all I drank today?
Then you'll pee in them.
Why would you fucking do that, Travis?
Because they're right there.
He doesn't have to pee. He's not drinking any water. Were you listening?
You can still pee with wine. It's just red.
You don't know okay. what you're fucking talking about.
What are you talking about?
You're not a scientist
about?
Like Griffin.
Did you miss when I said it's time to get real science?
No.
And you were like, you were like, I want to get weird science. Let's get Kim Cattrall up in here. Was she in that?
I think you could. I love the after movie pee. That's always such a good one. Like when you really, I mean, it is essential. I think that there are some movies that I actually remember more fondly because of the awesome, awesome pee I had afterwards.
I am,
but at the same time, there's nothing worse than like the revolt that happens in your body when you're like in the. I remember I was watching Captain America in theaters, and like an hour in, all I had to do was pee, and I was so mad at my body.
You gotta go. You gotta go, or else you'll make it to the end of the movie, and your friends will be like, "What did you think?" You'll be like, "I fucking hated it. I was so stressed out the whole time,
and now I have liver problems."
Yeah, it makes the fight. It makes the fights a lot more climactic. Just beat him. Just beat the Red Skull. Just hit him. Just shoot him with a gun or something. Jesus.
I am incapable of making it through a whole movie without peeing, which I should probably talk to a doctor about. It's mostly because I watch movies at the Draft House, and so I'm constantly drinking while I'm watching the movie, and that stuff just goes right through me. So I've actually gotten very good at identifying the moment in a movie where it's like, oh, here comes some exposition. I can go. I have a minute and a half. I'll run.
I don't want to turn into an app, but you guys know there's an app for that, right?
Wait, really?
What?
Yeah, it's called Run Pee, and I use it in every movie, and it tells you when to go pee,
and then
it gives you a timer for how long you can go, and then it tells you what you missed.
Are you
kidding?
So you
can read it while you're peeing.
That's fucking brilliant.
It's free. Yeah, it's called
Run Pee. I would use that as a review for the film, because if it tells me like, oh, there's a good like 45 minutes there where you can just go, you can pee, you could read a magazine,
really indulge yourself,
then I will know that the director is just wasting my time.
My dad, when I go to the movie sometimes with dad, and when I get back, he'll try to fill me in on what I miss. Like, oh no, don't worry,
I got this.
No need.
No,
I timed mine.
Thanks, daddy, but I just peed on my iPhone. Daddy.
Yeah, that's the other thing about it, is it has a receptacle for your
just to make sure that like all your chemicals are balanced and you're getting the right amount of nutrients.
Daddy, I'm sorry I made a whoopsie on my iPhone. Please don't talk. We're in the theater.
But I really enjoyed Road to Perdition. Mm-hmm. Thank you for bringing
me to this movie in 1988, Daddy. Sorry I peed on the iPhone. Oh my God, this iPhone's for the future!
I'm gonna make $1 million. Yikes. Hey, why did I pee on my futuristic iPhone? Every year, I go to at least 7 or 8 concerts with various friends. Most of them pay me back for the tickets I buy in advance. The trouble is, the small group of friends, I particularly have trouble with some of them, the ladies, pay me back for their share of the tickets. These aren't date scenarios, more like platonic outings between members of the opposite gender who are interested in similar music. My question is, how do I get my female friends to cough up the cash? Or if they won't, should I just exclude them from any future outings and risk possibly losing concert buddies? That's from Cash Strap in California.
I don't think gender...
Travis, I'm going to go ahead and ask that you not chime in on this.
No, I was going to give real life advice. This is real.
Okay.
This is solid. Straight talk.
Okay.
Travis has seen how the other half lives.
This is my advice. I think that you need to operate like a money lending organization. And that if someone establishes good credit and they pay you back for the things, then you can extend to them a line of credit in the future. But once this has failed to occur, you need to get
break
the money
their
up front
fucking
for the
hands.
Tickets. No, you need to get the money up front.
Sorry.
And if they want to go to the concert, you say, okay, great, it's going to be $25. And then you get that and say, great, I'll go order the tickets right now.
Yeah, gender has absolutely no role in this. Regardless of the gender of your friend, if you buy them something with the understanding they'll pay you back and they don't pay you back, don't fucking buy them any more things.
Yep.
Next question.
I'm horrible at this. Like, I know that I am a terrible offender in this. That someone, especially if it's someone else's idea to do the concert, and they're like, do you want to come? I'm like, yeah, I guess so. I feel like I'm terrible about it and I don't defend it. But I feel less obligation to pay them back quickly than if it was my idea to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's awful, right?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, yeah, that's bad.
I'm a terrible person.
Seriously, there's no middle ground. You can either stop buying them shit and deal with the fact that they're not going to go with you, or you can pay for their company. And at that point, it's basically prostitution. Yeah,
unless it's a barter system.
That makes them a courtesan.
Yeah, unless it's like, I get this concert, you get the next one, and that's like established.
But that's not what's up. It's like,
but that's not what's up. You're inventing.
I'll get
that.
I know, but I'm saying like maybe that's a way to go if this person, you know, if they want to go to the concert but they don't have the $30 to pay for the ticket, then you say like, okay, well you get the next one.
Or they just don't get to go to the concert. I don't want to see a bunch of fucking poor people when I'm trying to watch the Fleet Foxes. Except they look like poor people. It's really hard to tell the Fleet Foxes.
The only poor people I want to see are the ones that are in Cloud Cult. Other than that, if you're like in the audience, you should look. You should have wine.
Hide your basically. Eyes.
Hide your eyes, please.
Your poor eyes.
I was trying to think of the people, the Magnetic Zeros.
Oh, that would they be all look.
Fuck.
Oh my god.
Okay, Griffin, can you edit in there when I said
Cloud? I'll Cult do you one better. I will just edit in the name of a much, much cooler band.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. You know, I was reading through 17 magazine advice like I do. And there's a question in there in which they have a section where people can write into the website and then get it like crowdsource answered.
Kinda why are like you pimping other
because it's bullshit. So then the question that the young lady had asked was, I'm going to a hipster concert, but I don't have any hipster clothes. Mm. What can I do to dress hipster with the clothes that I have? And how does one act hipster at a hipster concert?
Okay.
And I think my favorite thing about it was that the word hipster was used 12 different times in 12 different ways.
Hipster doesn't mean anything anymore.
Yeah,
in case anybody was curious.
Justin and his friends used to think that I was a hipster because I liked Arcade Fire. But guess what? They won a fucking Grammy. So
guess who's well, I don't understand your point.
It seems like you'd be like you're a hipster because you listen to Neil Young. Like, yep, sure do.
Whoopi Goldberg won a Grammy. Like, what are you saying?
I'm saying
it means nothing.
That's precisely what I'm saying. They are in the same class as Whoopi goddamn Goldberg, and there's nothing hip about what. There hasn't been anything hip about Whoopi Goldberg since fucking Sister Act 2.
God, that was a good
fuck. Flip, yeah, it was. Oof.
I mean, she had a cameo in the Little Rascals movie. That was pretty.
She was looking good in Sister Act 2.
She is a woman. That's all I'll say.
Man, and I love when she played the goalie in Mighty Ducks.
A few weeks ago, hold
the fucking phone.
Oh, hold on.
I was just hoping I could drop that one and then move on.
I was trying to.
Travis,
Griffin wouldn't let it stand.
I'm going to give you 15 seconds to either apologize or explain.
Wait, I can explain it.
Okay.
Because the goalie in Mighty Ducks is named Goldberg.
Thank you.
That's all Travis's brain has. It's like, it's not a like reptilian instinct at this point.
Yeah, it's got to jump from one ledge to the next so quickly that I can't even keep up with it.
It has no time. It can't stop to survey the comedy scenery.
Listen, it's the like, ground is lava. I can't even stop. I just got to keep moving.
Travis is like Pippi Longstocking avoiding the black tiles in his kitchen. He's just leaping moment to moment. You stopped. I was trying to drive the train on. I was throwing a vine across the ravine so he could swing on, and you were just snipping it from above.
Thank you,
like Justin. like in Donkey Kong Jr. Hey, a few weeks ago, one of the guys in my dorm asked me out. I said no. I'm not looking for a relationship right now, especially not with him. After I friend-zoned him, he began following me. I go to the cafeteria, he comes too. He bought a WoW subscription after he saw that I had one. He texted me 5 times in an hour while I was at an indie games festival, asking me where I was, and when he found me, he followed me for the rest of the day. My doormates have informed me he comes to our room and asks where I am more than a few times a week. I'm seriously freaked out by him. What should I do? And that's from OMG, leave me alone.
Fuck.
Well, he's baby ducked you.
He
yeah, you've been baby ducked. I'm sorry.
When you say it, this is potentially felonious, what this man is doing, but when you describe it that way, it's almost adorable.
Yeah, right. He's imprinted on you.
Mm-hmm.
You sound like the sort of person who is probably too nice to lay down the law in the way it needs to be laid down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you need to not be ambiguous or too kind about this. You need to shut it down.
You need to full-blown justified this kid.
Yes, you need to go Oliphant on this fool. And you can't worry about this person's feelings because they don't care enough about your feelings to not take you to skeeved out town.
Yep.
Like, you've got to
really
shut it down.
Friend zoned, like, the friend zone is like the polite penalty box. You know what I mean? You're not out of the game. You haven't been thrown out.
I thought we weren't going to use that term anymore because it's fucking stupid.
If you decide to be friends with someone who has asked you on a date and you said no, and they've shown, like, you're saying, no, but I do want to be friends with you. Guess what? You don't want to be friends with this person.
That's the thing, right? And that's why the friend zone is so is erroneous as an idea. I mean, either you're friends with somebody or you're in a relationship with somebody. You want neither from this person. You want them to be in the – you don't want to put them in the friend zone. You want to put them in the phantom zone. You want them gone for good.
I think you just need to be straight up with this dude and be like, hey, listen, you're skeeving me out, and I think that we need to not – speak again.
Just straight up tell him, hey, I know that what you think you're doing is super charming, but do you know how no love story has ever started? Never, not ever. This thing you're doing, this is it. That has never happened. You know, hey, did you ever see that scene in The Notebook where the guy did this thing that you're doing to me? Oh, you didn't, because it was deleted. Oh, it wasn't deleted? It was never filmed because it's fucking skeevy? Skeevy Nix?
You know,
why don't you just call him Skeevy Nix to his fucking face for now?
Back off, Skeevy Nix.
Yeah.
Skeeve Martin, get out of here.
Skeeve Martin. You guys, you know whose fault this is, right? The fault
John
for
Cusack.
This.
Yeah.
Thank you, Travis. Yes. You take the boombox scene, the perennial symbol of unrequited love for our generation. You take out In Your Eyes and you replace it with like O Fortuna or some shit, he's a stalker.
Yeah. There's one of two circumstances going on here. He thinks he's being incredibly charming and has no like point of reference for the fact that he is actually, you know, creeping on you and being a stalker, or two, he is stalking you and has some serious problems. Either way, you need to ditch this fool.
Yeah, you need to shut it. You need to tell him directly, and you need to start taking steps to, like, you really need to extricate yourself from the situation. This is not healthy, and it's not, whether or not this guy's, like, a complete and total weird beard or just, like, a misdirected youth, like, you need to be very direct in the situation and take steps to...
Because clearly this person does not pick up subtle cues.
No.
Right. That's it. I mean, they don't pick up subtle cues. You have to be direct.
Shut it down. Hey, do you guys
shut it down.
Do you guys ever think about that scene from Say Anything and think about how well he threaded the needle? Because there's literally no other song that he could have played that would have made that scenario swing the way that it did. Swing in his favor.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty.
If he had,
I'm trying to
if he had busted out like
would have worked.
If he had busted out like Tarzan Boy.
Oh man,
do you think that?
No. I'm sorry. If someone's blaring Tarzan Boy from a boombox, I may not get into a serious relationship with them. But we are going to go have a party.
Yeah, sure.
We are going to go party together. That's like a jungle rhythm. You can't.
You really can't deny it.
Yourself
no.
When you hear it, you can't deny him. In that.
Did you know on Spotify there's a 6.5 minute version of Jungle Boy that was on the official LP that Jungle
Tarzan
Boy was on? It's called Tarzan Boy Summer Edition, and it's 6.5 minutes long. So,
oh my god!
Yeah, that's enough to. I mean, you can just put it on repeat, and then let me think. Let me do the math real quick. 10 times in an hour, 24 hours. So you could listen to it 240 times, and then that's your whole day.
And on like the 239th time, you've won our heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So just camp out there, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, guys, can everybody just stop? Can we stop following people and thinking that this is like this is a message to every man who has bought into the Cusack lie, okay? Following a woman around incessantly is not going to win them over.
It's not how it works.
You are not going to melt their hearts. It's not how it works. Here's how it works. You ready? Hey, you seem fun. You want to go on a date sometime? No? Okay, cool.
Later.
Talk to you never.
It's not like...
I had a big conversation with a friend of mine yesterday where he was saying that there was this girl that was interested in him and he didn't know how to, like, let her down. And I said, just tell her you're not interested. And he said, well, I did that. And she asked me why not and got in this big discussion. Hey, everyone, if someone says they're not interested in you, no good comes from trying to convince them.
When you say that you're going to... When you say that you're... Like, you responded to that by saying that you're going to whittle them down, it makes you sound like John Wayne fucking Gacy.
Yeah, and at the very best, I mean the very best, you break this person's spirit and you spend the rest of the relationship with them kowtowing to them and, like, working your ass off to try not to upset them because of how hard you worked at it.
It's,
like,
terrible... You are... Stop it, every guy... Girls, I don't think are... Women, I don't think are as bad about
I would
this.
Say it's probably 90-10, the split.
90-10, probably. Because women have, like, self-respect.
Yes. Yes. So if someone says, I'm not interested in you, say to yourself in your head, all right, then it's probably time to move on and find someone that is interested in me.
And with this this friend zone horse shit, if you want to be friends with a woman, be friends with them.
Yes.
If you want to be in a relationship with them, ask them to go on a date with you. Don't start a friendship with someone under the completely misguided assumption that you're going to say something during your friendship where they'll realize you've been there all along.
You know, my
hey,
friend,
you know who else has been there all along? Fucking a stalker.
My friend yesterday said to me, he was talking about how he was not physically or romantically interested in this woman, and he said, but you know, I am emotionally, I could see it working. And I said, that's called friendship. Like, yeah. If yes. you are emotionally connected to someone, but there is not a physical or romantic attachment, that's called friendship, you guys. Yes, of course, the person feels special. They're your friend.
They're your friend. And if they're not attracted to you, and you like, pursue them, hoping to melt the iceberg of repulsion that they feel towards you, that ends up with you wasting your valuable time. Your youth. Stop it.
And I can say this
Move
because
on.
I did that in college. Everyone's done that. There's been someone that they felt, well, no.
You think I've ever had
a shining god among men.
You think I've ever had a problem getting the stick wet?
Okay. All right.
Come on, let's get real. Hey, listen.
Speaking of getting your dick wet.
No, hold on. Before we make our awkward transition in the money zone, I just want to say you can disavow everything we just said if it's true love.
Griffin.
Well, of no, course,
hold
if
on.
It's true
Seriously,
love.
If it's true love, you got work for it.
Griffin. It's that kind of statement that undoes
it.
All of the good
yeah.
that we've
hey,
done.
Maybe guys, it's true love. Maybe she's the canvas on which you'll paint your masterpiece.
Yeah, your love
you know,
masterpiece.
It's really hard to say.
But if it's... you can listen to us for matters of the brain, but when it comes to matters of the heart, it's got to take precedent. So, like, if you just got to...
Griffin. And then Griffin poisons the well.
Oh, yeah. oh. Money zone. I paid the rights to Baltimore to bust out Tarzan Boy there. It was a fair use. Under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act.
You know, getting the girl is only half the trick. The other half is keeping her. And how do you keep the fire alive in the bedroom, mm-hmm. you ask?
You well, chain them to ask, the wall.
Let's pretend... Well, that's an option, Travis. With the extremerestraints.com, it is your one-stop super shop for pop-tops and... 50 Shades of Grey related items. They got that now. Did you know that? Yeah. Items inspired by 50 Shades of Grey. Mm-hmm. Hey, this looks like a crazy book.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the things. That is, this seems like a kind of a crazy book.
One of the items inspired by 50 Shades of Grey is the book 50 Shades of Grey, which you see that and you're like, well, yes. But what you don't know is that it feels good to spank with. It's got a knife.
Put your dick inside the book. It's got this carved out hole in the middle.
Put your dick
it's lovely
between the papyrus and just rub on it. You're going to love the way this book feels.
All the pages are made out of Puff Plus with lotion and feels lovely in there.
You got, they've got some Thai jelly anal beads.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably keep all butt-related beads to American-produced products. I'm not sure. I'm not sure that I would go to Thailand for things to
put
in my butt.
No, because you put five in and four come out, and then all of a sudden that's your whole day. Your whole day's about that now.
And you should also probably get a special drawer for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You don't want to mix it up
and
with your other beads.
If you have kids, please make it a high drawer. Please. They don't need to
see. I'm
looking, put some kind of child safety lock on it.
I'm looking at a gentleman wearing elbow-length latex gloves. That's an option. And actually, in this picture, he's flipping me off, so I don't know where I went wrong.
No. You don't understand. Seems... That finger has a purpose.
Oh.
It's going somewhere. It's going somewhere wonderful.
They've got a water bottle douche kit here, which is ironic because I think everyone carrying a water bottle around is kind of a douche.
We get it. We have a good time here on My Brother and Me, but these sex aids, by which I mean the things that help you have sex, they're valuable. They're precious treasures, and they're gonna shake things up in a way that you don't even understand right now. You're scared of them. You might be scared. Just take the leap. You know who else was scared? Christopher Columbus, and he discovered America.
Oh, my God. Discover your America of fucking at extremist.
You may think that you're going to India, but what's that? It's your asshole, and it's blown out.
You should have trained it before, actually.
Super blew
talked
out.
To you about that.
Yeah, you got to train it with these special gauged butt plugs. You're going to love the way it feels.
You're going to like the way you look, I guarantee.
You may be looking for spices, for exotic spices. Instead, what you're going to find is that things happen when things rub up against your prostate. Back to you guys.
So go to extremistchase.com and you can use the coupon code MIDDLEIST and you'll save 20%. You could save 20% on the forced orgasm tower, which is what I call my dorm.
Like, for real, you guys, I know that we've been doing extremerestraints.com promos for the last couple of weeks now, so maybe it's turned into, like, white noise when you get to the money zone. I'm telling you, if you haven't gone yet, if you haven't checked it out, there is something there for you, and maybe two things there for you, and maybe some weird things there for you.
But not, it's only weird to us, because we're total missionary-style prudes.
Right. Baptist household prudos.
Hey, how about a Yahoo?
Griffin, I was going to ask you for a Yahoo.
No, you were going to read another question because you're trying to
fuck
you're trying to fucking Bogart the show with your normies.
Guys, read both at the same time.
Here we go. This okay. Yahoo answer was sent
I recently found out what...
We're not really doing this. It was sent in by Krista Whalen. Thanks, Krista. You know it's good. That's like the Nintendo seal of quality. It's by Yahoo Answers user Chris, who asks, what is the hole on the penis called? Travis, do you...
I do know.
Do you really?
I mean, it's the urethra.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. It's not coming. The urethra is the tube that connects the penis hole to the piss bag.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
The hole in the tip of the penis...
Is the tip hole.
...is called the dip debt ceiling.
is your penis now?
No, it's technically called the debt ceiling.
That's why they're always talking about raising the debt ceiling.
Right. That's why it was such a kerfuffle.
It is.
That's
why it was such
racy.
A hot button issue.
Now, that is sort of the colloquial name if we want to know the... Because I took one anatomy class in high school that I did not do very well in. The scientific name for like scientists, what they refer to it is the front anus.
The front anus.
Yeah.
Interesting. I always thought it was the maw. Is it not the maw?
Well, it can, if you have the special mutation that turns it sentient, then that is technically what it's called.
Hey,
I've always just called mine Big Mouth Billy Bass.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. Good, good. Hey, if you at home have ever... made your penis hole like a mouth and used it to talk to yourself, go ahead and write into the show and let us know.
Yeah.
And then apply to work at Puppetry of the Penis because you're well on your way.
Mm-hmm. Don't let me feel so alone anymore.
For a long time, that's what I hoped Puppetry of the Penis was. That it wasn't like, look, I turned my dick into a Loch Ness Monster or something. That it was like Sesame Street with dicks.
Hold on. They manipulated the urethral opening into it looks like mouths, and then they sang like show tunes and shit, like Sin in the Clowns.
In my mind, they were doing songs mostly from Little Shop of Horrors. Okay. It was like, feed me.
Yeah. Well, don't feed him.
No. God, no. Unless you go to extremerestraints.com.
Okay.
It's called
weird Chuck Palahniuk book about that, by the way.
Hey, guys.
What's it called?
It's called the meat.
I don't know what it's called. I read a section of it in Playboy once where he was like putting wax shit into his
penis. No, Travis, I mean, what the hell is called? Go ahead, Griffin.
It's just called Hole.
Okay.
No, it's called Meatus. Meatus.
Wasn't that the nerdy friend on Boy Meets World?
He'd be like, Meatus, can we copy your Spanish homework?
Wait, why is it a sandworm?
If you look into it, it's like staring into the mouth of Cthulhu.
Man, we did not get as much mileage out of that question as I would have hoped.
So here's my question, I want to ask you guys on the show, because hopefully... So the hole at the tip is called the Meatus, right?
Uh-huh.
What's the other hole called? The one that's going in sideways.
Oh, Justin.
Yeah, it's about an inch below that one, and it's like a sideways hole that goes through to the other. What's that? So you know how when you pee, it comes out three ways?
Sure. What is, like a glaive.
What is the hole? Like a glaive. What is the other hole called?
It's called... okay.
I believe that's a Prince Albert.
Travis, it's time that we tell Justin.
Yes.
Tell me
about
what?
The thing from our childhood.
Uh huh. I don't remember anything from our childhood.
No, it's,
you blocked it out.
It was before you were born, and
okay.
I guess it had to be after you were born because it'd be hard to get in there, in vitro.
Sure.
But something happened to your penis that was really funny.
What was it?
It was really funny. It was like they were doing the circumcision. They were bracing you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And let's just say that a crazy man ran into the room and stabbed your dick.
It had nothing to do with the brace. It was just that your dick was already
out. Your dick was on the table. And a crazy man just ran into the room. He's like, what are you
yelling? Baba booey, baba booey.
And then he's like, hey, you bristin'? And then he pulled out an ice pick and he stabbed your baby dick.
Mm-hmm. Man, I hope.
I will say this, though. The laughter was deafening. Like, everyone got it right away.
Yeah. Like, when he planted it firmly into the table and it was inside your baby dick. Like, this ice pick was, like, inside your baby dick, just, like, grinding
and
away.
It was kind of doing that, like, you know, something, like, vibrates after you stab it in the table.
I don't remember any of
that.
Well, no, you're a baby.
And then the nurse was, like, fighting tears of laughter, like, we got to do something or this kid's going to lose his dick. And
tell me at least our parents friend-zoned the guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, hey,
okay,
you can't come over here anymore.
Now, here's my question. I think the obvious question. Yeah. Why did they tell you and not me?
Oh, we laughed about it for days.
Yeah.
You weren't alive. You weren't alive.
When I think about this crazy stranger running into the room and stabbing you, you're so vulnerable, just stabbing your baby dick right through it. Like, it's Chuckle City, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. It never gets old either, you know?
I don't understand.
Why don't you understand?
Why would he do that to me?
It was hilarious.
Because it was Gallagher.
Oh,
do you remember when Gallagher was really?
I do remember.
It was before he discovered like his watermelon thing, and he was trying to look for, and he would show up at hospitals, and parents would be like, "Fuck!" And then he'd be like, hey, time to stab some baby dicks. And then he would just do it. He would do like three or four in one go because he was a busy guy. And so like he wanted to get as much mileage out of each hospital visit.
Mm-hmm. But he was workshopping. I mean, you can't blame
him. He was workshopping.
Don't heckle. Yeah. He was trying to work out a bit.
Mm-hmm. This actually makes a lot of sense because I've never found Gallagher very funny. Yeah. And I've always wondered why.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. You have a deep-seated memory of when Gallagher came through and definitely stabbed you in the dick. This is not libel because it's true.
No doubt about it, folks.
It ain't libel if it's true. That's what Muhammad Ali said. Hey, I recently found what I thought was a really cool, unique watch and immediately bought it. I think it fits my style and personality, but the first three friends I showed it to had slightly negative reactions to it and didn't understand what was so excited about. Should I shrug it off or should I take this as a cue to reevaluate my choice of fashion? I still like the watch, but it seems I'm the only one. That's from Fearful of Fashion Faux Pas. Here's a link to the watch.
I'm not going to click it. I'm not going to click it before I give this advice. This is what your watch should look like. A round face with either a leather or steel. The strap doesn't fucking matter as long as it's not goofy. And then there's 12 numbers on it. And there's two hands that go around and tell you what the time is on the watch. That's fashion point number one. If it's like a bunch of LED lights that only you can read because it's in binary, then you done fucked up somewhere.
I'm going to be honest with you, friendo. I'm looking at the picture of the watch. I don't know what it means.
If it shoots a hologram into the sky and then you have to read it on the ceiling, then you have slipped up somewhere fashion-wise.
In my opinion, as a fashion item, as a bracelet, it's very good looking. As a functional timepiece, I don't understand.
If you can play a Tiger Electronics game on it, then whoopsie. you goofed.
In my opinion, the only good watch is one that also makes phone calls and is an iPhone. Mm-hmm. Because what are you doing?
You know what I did? I needed one when I did all my international traveling, got on Amazon, bought a $10 watch from Casio. And it's little, it's black, it's discreet, and it tells you what the time is with 12 numbers.
This is where I get a little bit mad at fashion. Okay. And it is this idea of like the watch is a functional thing. Like you buy it so you know what time it is. Whether you buy a $10 Casio watch or like a $4,000 watch, it does the exact same. Okay.
But this is a crazy thing, Travis, because that's like...
That's all of fashion. We wear shirts so that bees don't sting us in the chest when we go outside. And then the shirts get...
A potato sack would accomplish that
right,
same thing.
Right. Shirts got crazy after we wore them.
I know. This is what I'm saying is my problem with fashion. And now
dragons
you pay
and
like
fake tattoos
$300
on
for a shirt that looks like a shirt you buy at Goodwill, except you get to say you spent $300 on it and you bought it at such and such store.
Yeah, dog. That's fashion.
Yes, but Griffin, why are you screaming at me like I'm not agreeing with you?
Because it's like you're surprised by this. Like we wear shoes so that when we go outside, dogs don't bite us on the feet and give us diseases.
This is a problem, Travis, that I would like to file under. I think my theory on these problems are if an entire generation of people have lived before you and been unable to solve this issue, it's
enough.
Not worth thinking sure. about.
I know that what
you
I'm saying is not incredibly revolutionary.
That was the best. That was the most uplifting thing I've ever. That was if you could wrap up the entirety of our generation's political views into one sentence, it would be that thing. Or if presented even shorter, fuck it.
Fuck it. What's on the internet?
Well, fuck it. I'm going to, back to the question asker, here's what I think your friends were reacting to on this watch. I get the impression that you bought this watch, that you what drew you to it as a fashion statement is how incomprehensible it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think your friends were looking at it going, that doesn't make any sense. I don't know what I'm looking at. And so, I mean, if that's what you were going for, you nailed it.
Slam dunk.
I get. Well, the other thing is, like, you probably, if three people have commented on your watch, then you probably said, hey, look at my new watch. Yeah. Or, like, what do you think of this new watch? It's like, don't do that. Just wear it. If you like it, wear it. But don't ask people for feedback. Because they're just jealous of you. Mm-hmm. They're jealous of you and your incomprehensible watch.
If your watch has letters on it, you know what I mean.
The watch, okay, for those of you at home, the watch face has three
Try
words on
it. Try to describe it.
Okay, it's got three words on it. To the left is past, to the right is future, and in the middle is present, with a line pointing up to what looks like two dials that show the hour and minute.
I guess. Don't think it's a... I think the watch face spins behind this facade, and so the actual numbers line up with the present line instead of having lines. I'm so angry right now.
And it also looks like because... I don't understand.
It's a...
Your watch confuses and scares me, sir.
I think it's not too late to return it and maybe get this watch I got. It's on Amazon. It's $10. It's a little black dress of wristwatches. That was the Amazon review, and that's why I bought it. You know what I mean? I feel bad for
Dad. Used to I feel like bad a calculator for. Watch.
I don't want
to
salt this guy's fashion game, but I just want you to have nice things, and I don't.
Here's yeah. oh okay. So here's what I'll say about this fashion watch, sir. If you're wearing this out to like some incredibly fancy, awesome event. I could justify it. Like a special occasion, like the cufflinks of watches. I could justify it.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that like if he was going to some, you know, fancy event and this was his special occasion watch. But to wear this every day when you like go to work at Jimmy John's or whatever, don't fucking wear this
You're
watch.
Saying that this crazy watch is a cool thing to wear to parties and then you can be like, hey, Mr. President, did you see my novelty watch?
No, I'm saying that if it's a fashion statement and this is what you're doing and that's what you're going for, this isn't something you whip out your wrist and say, check out this watch. You just wear it and you be cool and you do whatever.
I guess it is functional because it hides all the times that you don't give a fuck about. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Nobody's ever like, hey, what time was it an hour and a half ago? And you look down at your watch like, I can't help you, buddy. I only know about the present.
I'm keeping it looking towards.
You know
the
what
future.
I want?
YOLO. My eyes are on that horizon.
I want a watch like this, but it only tells me what's up 20 minutes in the future. And they say, "What time is it?" You say, "I don't know." But in 20 minutes, it's 11:45.
And then I gotta go watch Early Edition. Mm-hmm. Later.
That's what Looper is about. Looper.
Man, have you guys seen Looper?
I haven't seen
fucking
Looper.
Good man. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is a rising action star.
I am the president of a student organization at my college. We recently got a new batch of members, mostly girls, and some of them are cute. One in particular has caught my attention. Normally, I just ask her out, but I feel like my position in the org would make it weird. Is there a conflict of interest here? Any help would be appreciated. That's from Stumped in San Marcos.
Before we start, let me go ahead and say that if you ever say we got a big group of girls and one in particular caught my eye, it also makes you sound like John Wayne Gacy. There's a lot of things you can say that makes you sound like a serial killer.
I would like to take a vote on the show, but I would like to submit, and I don't know if I can get a second on this, but I would like to submit that the most important facet of this has been withheld from us to the extent that we cannot make adequate.
It's what is the organization?
What is the organization? Is it Pizza Team? The team of people who love pizza?
Of course not. You don't want to mess with all the rules and bylaws of Pizza Team.
Is it Pizza Club?
No,
I mean,
Pizza Club. That's different.
I mean, seriously, is it a club that's built around the abolishment of fraternization between the different sexes of students? Like,
that's a weird club.
That's a weird club.
You two stop touching. Dudes and dudes with anti-PDA dudes and ladies team? With ladies. I thought I told you.
Is there still like, there's like, yeah, you got student council. There's presidents and vice presidents in college. Are you like the president of the student body? Like, because that might be an issue.
Oh, but it's such a great line to be like, I'd love to be the president of your student body. And then
that is a good
and
one.
Then you take off your shirt.
Is it a GLBT group? Because I don't think things are going to go your way.
I do not think you said those letters right.
G-A-G-L-D-U-D-U-M?
I think you said a G-B-L-T. G-B-L-T.
A McDLT. I'm sorry.
It's a BLT, but with graham crackers on it.
Yeah, it keeps the hot side hot and the cold side cold, which is
yeah,
nice.
Gross. I was saying gross about the sandwich, not about the LTGB lifestyle.
LGBT. Why do... I don't know why it has to be about ranking. Yeah. Priority, you know? Like, as long as you get all the letters in there, people know what you're talking about.
You could say some of them twice if you wanted to. It's like, and then it just turns into LG. It turns into DNA. It's a GLBTLLJBT.
GLBLTLBTA.
Whoa.
Gattaca.
Yeah, it's got to be. I don't know, man. There's no way that you're not exploiting your power.
What power?
Of the fucking presidential power.
Okay, but like, I'm sorry, you guys, but is there not a point in this where you go, hey, man, you should just ask the girl out because you're in college and whatever group you're in doesn't really matter.
Here's how it's going to play out. You ask her out. She says yes, obviously. You guys hook up. You go on a bunch of dates. You realize you're in love. You buy her a ring. You have a long engagement. You get married. You have kids. And then you realize 45 years in the future that she was only doing it because she was trying to move up the ladder of whatever this organization was. And it's going to break your heart. It's going to break your kids' hearts.
And
your grandkids' hearts.
So wouldn't that be horrifying when you're 67 to realize that it was only because you were president of the Young Liberals Club? Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think if it's Young Liberals Club, I feel like everybody's fucking anyway.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like most...
What other groups are there in college? I don't even know.
I feel like most groups are just there to party down on each other. You know what I mean? I think Student Government Association.
They are built for fraternization.
Student Government Association, when it's like election season, tensions are high. So are pheromones.
Mm-hmm. A lot of late nights, you know.
A lot of sitting around the war table, and then just throw all the pieces off that war table, and then have make a fuck pile.
My favorite scene in 90s documentary, The War Room, is the scene where George Stephanopoulos just buries his cock in James Garfield.
Oh my god.
Oh no. Yeah.
Yeah. I like me likey. It's on the Blu-ray. Blu-ray deleted scenes.
I really just got dizzy. I got dizzy.
Because all the blood rushed to your erection.
Can I say there was some part of my brain that I thought was dead as I try to make my way through that whole phrase, that entire clause. Was trying to shut me down. It was like trying to hold back the tide, though.
It's like when the bulkheads start to shut down as the ship sinks. And he's like, we lost all the guys in engineering.
You woke up, and a part of your brain that made you realize that you were gay, but only for James Carville, which is very unfortunate, because that dream probably ain't going to come true.
Yeah, that ship done sailed. Hey, listen, thank you so much for listening to our comedy podcast.
What am I supposed to do with this boner now? Because there's nothing I can do with it.
I have got.
It's
a
not like there's fucking occasion. James. There's not like there's James Carville porn on the internet. I can't even close my eyes and imagine what that dude looks like naked. I just imagine there's baldness everywhere.
It's just all elbows.
I just imagine he fucks elbows. With Louisiana Charm.
It's just angles everywhere, inexplicably.
It's like fucking like a Van Gogh painting or something.
Hey, so anyway, thanks for listening to our show. Thank you so much to people tweeting about it. They're using the MBMBAM hashtag. People like Radioactive Jedi, Brancinatron, Ross Scott, Sir Seahorse, Bed Hugs, Ass Renovator, Box of Stars, Ingrid Falcon, MC Getting, Jessa Linzo, Hillary Thinks, and so much more.
I would like to just give a shout out to Iggy K, who drank 3 Trash Monkeys before moving. Not immediately after did he move, but the next morning, which I'm sure was just awful. You're a fool, sir, and you've done it so wrong.
I don't think I've drank 3 Trash Monkeys in my life.
We also have a Facebook group that has thousands of members, and you should join.
Holy shit, really? Lots
of, like, yeah, we've got nearly 4,000 members.
We're basically bigger than Jesus.
It's basically better than Jesus. Go to Facebook, search MBMBAM, and you'll find that group and hear see a bunch of people talking about my brother, me. You can also do the same thing on the forums, MaximumFun.org. People are discussing the shows and things they like, and it's a great community. So
I just looked up Jesus on Facebook. He's got 4.8 million likes.
We're on the way. Like
we're like 0.1% on the way.
Well, you got to start somewhere.
I want to thank John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song, It's a Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed. Thank you, John Roderick. He'll be at Max FunCon East, which I believe is next month. I don't know what session he's giving, but maybe artisanal beard growing or how to write the fucking rockinest songs that there are. But make sure you sign up for it if you're going to that.
We have an exciting promotion coming up. Max Fun Day, October 15th.
Mark your calendar. Just take off work because it is a take off work because
it's gonna get crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're gonna have some special stuff. I think we're gonna have a special bonus app for donors, so you can get twice your flow.
It's gonna be huge and fun, and there's gonna be giveaways and fun crap. So be there.
This final Yahoo answer was sent in by Aurora Case. Thank you, Aurora. It's by Yahoo Answers user Mr. Dang, who asks, is it okay for a dang 30-year-old man to watch Goosebumps?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother and Me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart, three stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part.